Please welcome back Greg Adela, and please welcome for the first time Dave Cox. How's it going, guys?
Ethan, how's it going? It's nice to be here.
Good.
Welcome.
Excellent. Nice, yeah, thank you. So,
digging the studio, man.
Yeah,
nice. Moving up. I like it. Look at that.
Yeah, in December we switched to this studio, and
very cool.
It's been nice. So
awesome.
You guys have a show coming up this Saturday. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, I'm bringing my comedy showcase, the Brouhaha, to the Linda. I'm excited about it. And I did a couple productions there last year, and this year is a 5-year anniversary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of the Brouhaha.
Of the Brouhaha, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm excited. We've had, I am excited for the show.
We're both excited.
Both excited. Well, Dave, you know, because you were at our show in December.
Right,
you came after those two guys.
That was an excellent show.
Thank you.
I love being able to see comedy that's good for the whole family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because I see a lot of dirty stand-up and all that stuff, so it's nice to see a show for the family that's actually funny for adults and one that older people can get.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Thanks for mentioning that, because that's something we really try and work towards in that show, is to make it good for everyone. And not just a show that kids and adults can watch, but they both can really enjoy. It's not the parents.
Right, it's not like we're watching
The
Wiggles.
The kids laugh. Everyone's laughing.
Yeah.
So, Dave, do you do traditional stand-up?
Not really. I started as a juggler, and I quickly learned that no one really cares about juggling, and I better be funny. So I kind of just started making, you know, comedy routines with the juggling, and it's not really stand-up, but it's
well-written.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very. You saw the story, those two guys, you know, and so it's well thought out,
right?
And which makes it cool. That's what makes it adventurous.
Yeah.
I mean, plus a plane. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the plane is an amazing construction.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
So now, when you're on stage, so on Saturday, you're just you're going to be juggling and telling
jokes.
I'll
be this Saturday. My solo stuff's a little different than the stuff I do with those two guys. It's more. I talk. In it, it's not silent.
You do your bits for Leto from Letterman too.
Yeah, I'll be doing the stuff that I did on. Well, the trick I did on Leno, I'll be doing.
What did you do on Leno?
I put my pants on both legs at the same time.
You should do it in studio. You should do it.
Do you want to do it on Comedy Pipe? We could. What is that? I've got a camera right here.
Oh, really?
I can't really get you guys out. I'll try and move it.
I don't know if I can pull it off.
I could try
and do it.
Do you want to try?
Sure, I'll try.
All right. Greg, how about you tell us about the show? You'll be talking. I'll fix the camera.
Yeah,
if you go to comedypipe.com, we'll do it. Where do you want to do it?
I don't know. I guess I'll just try like right here.
Okay. All right, let's try this. So, Greg, tell us about the show.
Yeah, that's awesome. In the studio, Acrobat. That is fantastic. That's a first. That's Dave Cox, everybody. That's Dave Cox.
So this is going out live. If I screw this up, it's like it's going to be that we can't like edit this.
No, we can't.
We can never take it back.
All right. So I guess the first part of the trick is
wait. So this requires you taking your pants off. I don't know if I'm comfortable with this.
Yeah. Well, we don't.
What do you think, Greg?
I don't know. You asked for it.
Well, you mentioned.
I'm doing. I've done it on national TV. So
okay.
He did this on Leno though.
This is weirder.
Leno did like it.
So he did it on Leno. Okay.
And Leno remembered. He remembered playing. Yeah, sure. My parents saw him at the Starlight, the Coliseum in '79. So he knew the area.
Oh,
so
really?
He was like, yeah.
Wow.
So good stuff.
So comedypipe.com. You can head over there if you want to see Dave Cox live in studio doing it. What is it called? The pants trick?
Yeah, I call it the pants trick.
Okay.
You know.
Did you come up with this yourself?
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So. I'll just go for it, see if it works.
Okay.
Sometimes it takes me a couple shots.
All right. Comedypipe.com, doing the pants trick. Live on Alternative to Sleeping. Oh, my God. Wow.
That's pretty much it.
I don't know. Weird. So weird.
I would totally knock my face into the wall and break my teeth. That was amazing.
There's been a few close calls like that. But
oh, yeah? So how did you learn that you could do something like that?
Basically, you know, I have no friends, and I spent a lot of time.
Were you a fireman or something?
No, but maybe I should do workshops with a fireman or something.
That would be great. Fight fire.
I don't know. I thought of it, and I tried it, and it sort of worked, so I just kept working at it until I eventually could do it.
So is that when you got on Leno, did you pitch to them, I can put my pants on? Like that?
Yeah,
and
I sent them an email, and they were like, we like the idea, let's see a video, and I sent them a video, and then I didn't hear from them for a few months, and then I got a call, and they were They were like, "We want you. How's this Friday?"
Wow.
I was like, "It's Monday. That's like in a couple days." So like, yeah, we know.
Now, did they fly you out? Do you live around here?
I do. I actually live in Troy.
Okay.
So
they flew you out to LA?
Yeah, they flew me out, put me up in a hotel, drove me around. Pretty much did whatever. And
just
paid
for
me.
The pants? Did you just do the pants and
then
you were
like
done?
A minute and a half. And
did they talk to you or anything?
Yeah, he talked to me a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, Jay was actually a really nice guy. He met me in the stairwell coming up and set all his bags down and said hi to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a really good guy.
Now everyone kind of thinks he's a dick after this whole thing with Conan. Do you think that he kind of got a bad rap with all that?
I don't. You know, to be honest with you, I don't even watch TV, so I don't know.
Okay. Greg, what do you think?
Did he get a bad rap? I don't know. You know, who knows the complete circumstances? I mean, you could just, you know, go over it and hearsay and dissect it any way you want to do that sort of a conflict with, you know, I don't know if there was a shaft or whatnot, but it didn't seem like there was too good of communication going on.
Right.
You know, I mean, come on.
I think, you know, it kind of worked out because the Leno crowd and the Conan crowd are different people. I put you on camera.
Oh, God.
Greg.
I'm like, oh, my God. That is so weird. I see a shadow.
I don't know. I feel awkward just having me on camera when you guys are in here, but I
it
feel
makes
like
me awkward, too. It's like, why is he talking to us but filming himself?
That's a weird problem he's weird. Got there.
Yeah, if anyone wants to donate to Alternative to Sleeping to get us more cameras, that'd be excellent. But
we
need
two right now.
Yeah, two would be great. So
a new headset.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome, too.
They have no headphones at the station. I have to buy them all myself.
No.
And, yeah. So
now we know to bring our own next time.
Yeah. Well, you guys don't really need it. I'm watching the levels and stuff. I'm running the board, so.
Nice.
We'll be
You're
fine.
Doing a heck of a job.
Thank you. Well, you can't tell, you know. But everyone at home can tell. So on David Letterman, did you do something different?
Yeah, actually. I don't know how this happened. I juggled three balls and took off my shirt. So I was on TV twice, and once I took off my shirt, and the other time I put on my pants. Those are the tricks they wanted. I sent them other tricks, and they were just like, no, we want those.
Now, can you put your pants on while taking your shirt off and juggling? Or has that just not been done yet?
Yeah, I don't think that I could.
What if someone held the pants, and then you were juggling and doing everything?
Maybe.
maybe for the next
take
show.
Some practice.
You can see that at your site.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Go to dangeroscomedy.com. There's a link to YouTube. And you can
oh, cool.
Check out some videos.
Yeah. Very cool.
It was crazy. He got me into unicycling.
Did you hear that whole thing about unicycling? Where they're trying to ban it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's a real thing in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually a friend of mine.
The guy who's running that campaign?
Yeah. Yeah, the guy who was on the Colbert Report there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing quite a bit of stuff.
No, so are you enthusiastic, you know, about protesting this unicycle ban in New York City?
Well, I mean, I guess if you're going to protest something, that's a good thing to protest. Yeah, I definitely don't want to see it banned. You know, it's a tricky situation because you understand the point of you don't want people getting hit on the sidewalk, but it's really not a bicycle.
Right.
It's not safe out in the street to be on a unicycle.
No.
But people who unicycle probably know that, right?
That's the problem. The people who don't unicycle don't know that it's not safe.
Okay.
You know?
So people like trying it for the first
time. And they're
like,
well, no, the authorities think
okay.
You shouldn't be on the sidewalk. You should be out on the street. And mm-hmm. You really should be on the sidewalk.
Yeah. So Greg, five years.
Yeah,
of
5 years.
Do you know how many brouhahas there have been? Has it been about two a year?
No, we were doing, we did 4 years once a month at the Tessa's Lark Tavern before it burned. And aside from that, you know, I do fire departments and then, you know, a couple other corporate shows, golf courses. Those are always fun, especially, you know, hometown. It's always cool.
Mm-hmm. Right. You've done some in New York Comedy Club, right?
Yep. I brought the showcase down, yep, New York City last May. That was a good time. That was fun. It was nice to be invited, so that was cool.
Yeah.
And you know what? We did I did a golf course, Colony, and with that show, we surpassed a 5,000 person attendance mark.
5,000 people.
5,000 people. Yeah, for the showcase in 5 years. So I was really that goes back to a lot of like great support here.
5,000 in one show or 5,000 total?
Oh no, total. Yeah, no, not one show. Yeah. If it was one show, I'd probably be phoning this.
Yeah,
in.
I didn't know if you were doing that.
Perhaps. I don't
know. I didn't know if you were doing the garden or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. My garden. Tomatoes. I have tomatoes in my garden. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm excited. Saturday for the show. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
And so now we also have, I see Benita Zahn. She's on the bill.
Yeah, she took my comedy workshop a couple years ago.
She's a news anchor.
Yeah, Channel 13, yeah. She got hooked. See, the thing is her background, she's been like 25 plus years of like theater acting. And
oh, singing. Really?
Oh, I've seen her in a play. She's good. She's a good sport. Yeah. She's talented.
So does she plug in the show like, you know, there was a murder on 2nd Street and I will be at the Brouhaha.
Yeah,
this
let's
Saturday.
Go laugh about that murder. Yeah, let's go. Laugh off some steam, I guess. That'd be awesome. That'd be pretty sweet. So, that should be a good character, wouldn't it?
That would be pretty good.
Have it good?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. So yeah, I'm excited. And Nate Bargatze's coming up.
Okay.
Nate had his half hour presents special air in February.
Oh really?
At Comedy Central, yeah. Oh, and he's cool. Been on Live at Gotham and Late Night Conan O'Brien.
Oh cool.
So yeah, I worked with him in February in a show in New York, and he's originally from the South. He's from like Old Hickory, Tennessee. But. And he's been in New York for 6 years, but he's got a mannered way about him. It's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the show. And Josh Sperber, you know, he's one of my, Times
Been on
Union.
The show a number of
times.
Yeah.
He's a contributor at my Times Union blog, The Funnies. He's on the show. And another gentleman that is making a debut on the showcase for something that new within the showcase is a guy named Steve Murray for Skit.
Oh yeah,
and
so this isn't just going to be stand-up. There's going to be skits and
stuff. There will be one
skit.
Yeah, because I don't want to deviate from the format. You know, still keep it within 90 minutes. And
right.
You know, I'm just at this point. You know, in August it'll be 10 years. I just definitely want to just do different and try more things. Mm-hmm. You know, I just do. You know,
right.
So I'm seeing the talent, and I'm like, oh man, this is some good stuff. And Dave and I, it's going to be awesome at the end, too.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe surprise. Should we just say what it is?
I don't know.
No, well, people can find out this Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
8 p.m. at the Linda. Now, how did you guys actually meet? What is the story behind that?
We met down in Hudson area. Like, it's got to be going 7 years ago, probably, all
I
that.
Guess,
it's got to be 7-8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's on a variety show.
Yeah. And I actually heard about the variety show that was going on in Hudson. And lady friend of mine was like, well, let's go down and like check it out. And I was like, let's do it. I think it was a Sunday afternoon, in fact.
Oh, really?
I think it was, because you were juggling your swords. Oh. Yeah, I bet you that's 8 years. Yeah, it is. And just went down. And when I saw like the talent, I mean, there's a lot of talent that's really out there that I'm blown away by. I'm just blown away by that. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, when we were working on the show for December, November, we were out there and we were, you know, just going over some production notes. And he goes, well, it's out here in November. He's like, you're out here. Come to Unicycling. with us. It's held every Sunday in Chatham. And Dave and his Pat, those two guys, started that club.
Well, wow. I didn't actually start. Oh, Pat was
Pat?
One of the founding members.
Oh, I'm sorry, it was Pat.
I don't want to, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's been a club that's been going on for about 9 years now. And when I met Greg, and I didn't think that he'd be the type of guy that would want to do it. But when I finally got him to come, now he's hooked. So.
Yeah, I'm hooked.
Really?
I have my own. It's in my car. I mean, 2 hours every week.
Now, what about
since the last fall?
What about doing a brouhaha where everyone is on a unicycle?
Oh, you never know what's coming up. You never know what's coming up.
Is that
I'll
big
leave
surprise?
You with that. Huh? Yeah, you never know. No, it's good.
So, Dave, Greg said that you juggle swords. Like, what kind of stuff do you normally juggle?
I juggle all kinds of stuff. Knives, swords, traditional stuff. Just like
is it really just anything you can juggle, pretty much?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, it depends on the situation, I guess. if it's for a show, then you're obviously trying to do stuff that's like that people care about. Like
mm-hmm.
They think knives or swords are harder than regular juggling clubs, and they're really not.
Have you ever dropped a sword or a knife?
Yeah.
And what kind of injuries come from that?
I've been cut a few times.
And get pregnant, I think. I don't know.
It's the worst injury.
I don't know. It's just, it's not that dangerous. I mean, I've been hurt a few. I guess unicycling is probably the most dangerous thing I do. I've broken my ribs a few times doing
Oh, wow.
And thanks. You know, in all this time, for real, you don't even, well, you're like, you don't need a helmet.
Well,
yeah,
you know.
I appreciate that. And you got all the kids that are not wearing helmets there, too. That's great. Yeah, I teach them. Unbelievable.
Well, I was doing something stupid. But so,
have you ever been stabbed on stage, or is this all just like practicing?
No, I've never been stabbed on stage.
Okay.
On stage, I mean,
off stage though. He's I did break my ribs. Troy, so he's got to deflect the knife.
I've been stabbed many times on a unicycle, just never performing. I've broken my ribs on stage. Well, actually, I've had my ribs broken on stage. I shouldn't say I broke my ribs, because I believe that I didn't break them; that they were broken for me. But
ouch.
And that was nice, because that was the first of two shows that day, so I got to do a whole second show with broken ribs.
Wow, you're like the Karate Kid. Yeah. You just taped up your ribs and just
but you know, other than that, I don't know, it's not really dangerous. I 6 foot unicycle and juggle knives, it's not that dangerous. But I do a trick that's called the toilet paper tightrope of death.
Oh, I wanted to hear about this.
Yeah. And this,
there's clips of that. That's the only one. There's some
small clips on the video where there's, you know, on the promotional video online. But it's basically a trick I invented, where I take an ordinary roll of toilet paper and I run it out between audience members and the whole roll, and then it gets twisted up, and then they hold it. And I walk on it,
and
like a slack line.
Just a regular, like, what brand of toilet paper is the best?
Oh, that's top secret.
Okay.
No, it actually, it really doesn't matter. The brand doesn't matter.
Really?
I can tell by looking at it if it's going to work, and then I test it. It's amazing how much I know about toilet paper. More than most, I think.
So where do you come up with, do you just... Like a comedian sits around and thinks of jokes, you sit around and think of tricks and things you can do?
What can I do that's different?
Like, really?
Yeah, I don't like doing the... I try and do as much as I can to be original and come up with new ideas. And so far, no one's stolen that from me yet, so it's still mine. But
now, have you ever done any street performing for change or anything like that?
Yeah, I have done lots of street performing. But I tell people if they have change to keep it.
Okay.
I know what it's like to be poor. So I've done a lot of performing and up in Canada. I've done quite a few buskers festivals up there. I'm going back this summer to do several of them. And that show is basically, it's only, you know, a half hour, 40 minutes, and it's pretty much the toilet paper tightrope trick. And I do some other stuff.
Okay.
Before it, but...
So while you're wrapping the toilet paper, you're telling jokes?
Yeah, I'm talking and...
The ad-lib is ridiculous. It's always new and it's funny. It always gets like, Dave Cox, I don't know.
Yeah, so I've done quite a bit of street performing, and I've done a lot out in Boulder, Colorado, and New Orleans, and Florida, and California, and New York, and all over, so...
Cool.
It's a lot of fun.
Greg, do you do any juggling or tricks?
No, I'm still trying to now not break my ribs and face on a unicycle. Thank you very much. No, that's it. I can't do any tricks. But now, I do like unicycling. It's bizarre. But
now, if he made the toilet paper a tightrope, would you walk on it? Would you trust him?
It's getting gay in here. What's going on?
Take your pants off again, Dave. Yeah.
Sure, I guess. I don't think I'm that inclined to that type of balance.
Can anyone walk on it, or is there like a technique to walk?
Well, if you can walk on a wire, I suppose you could.
Okay.
Or a slack line.
So if you had people, like audience members, walk it? Or?
No, I've never had anyone that couldn't already walk a slack line.
Okay.
Walk on it. It's quite a bit to actually do it, because you need a bunch of people to hold it. It kind of goes in this rig to hold it up in the air, and then the people... Mm-hmm. are on each end, you know, holding it, and their weight is what's actually holding me up.
Okay.
But it's a lot different to walk on than anything else. It's really soft.
Right.
It's like water.
Yeah. And you feel it stretching, and every time I do it, I think it's going to break.
Yeah.
I've never done the trick and thought, oh, I'm totally fine. I'm just going to get right through this show. It's like every time I do it, I spend the whole time making the rope. And then before I get on it, I'm like, what did I get myself into? There's no way this is going to hold me up.
Is it ever broken?
Yeah, it's broken.
So it's like a half an hour show and you break it.
Yeah, it's really aggravating.
Oh, man.
Do
you give the money back or is that just...
Oh, no.
I guess maybe it's worth watching you fall. I don't know.
Yeah, usually I can't go wrong. I please half the audience either way, probably.
Okay.
If I fall and fail, they're happy. And if I succeed, they're happy. So it's entertaining either way, you know?
Yeah.
But it hasn't broken a long time. I'm excited and nervous to say that I'm actually on a new brand of toilet paper.
Really?
And I've done some testing, and it seems to hold up, but we'll see this Friday and Saturday. Saturday at the Linda. So
you will be doing the toilet paper trick.
I will be, yeah.
Linda. Okay,
so
cool.
If they come out to the Linda, they can see the only toilet paper tightrope in the world.
Where was that video? Where did you do that? Wasn't that in Europe?
The video that's online, that was actually right in Albany.
That was in Albany?
Yeah, at Larkfest.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
We did the Lark Fest. For 3 years, I had a, when Tess was so great, Tess at the Lark Town, she was phenomenal, you know. And she would be like, yeah, you know, you can use my space at Lark Fest. Mm-hmm. That was great. You know, it was a booth to meet everybody and have, you know, the locals, you know, everyone hang out. That was fun, actually. I had a lot of fun. And then Dave, I used to get the corner spot, and Dave used to, in between the bands, he used to do his stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
Yeah, it's so close. It was fun just to come down and do a show.
Right.
Good times. Yeah, and we're back. It's a balmy 57 degrees in. A little gooey.
Oh, guys.
That's good stuff. So, you know, let me digress for a moment. You got a show coming into the Palace.
Yeah.
Now, very cool. Now, that's at 2 o'clock. Now, what happened? Did they give you the Palace, or is that just bad scheduling? No, I'm kidding. I think it's great.
No, what it is it's part of Parkfest here at SUNY Albany.
Okay.
And there's some bands later at the night. I don't know who they are. They're Raps people.
All at the Palace are having it?
No. Those will be here on campus. Okay, but the Palace is Brian Posehn, Todd Barry, Craig Baldo, Seth Herzog, and then I'm actually opening the show.
I read that. Very cool, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've never performed in front of more than 50 people, so 2,800 is going to be
pretty much the same
daunting, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They go further. They go out further. Right. That's all I've noticed. And really, we can't see past so many rows anyway.
I've been on that stage once, the Palace once. And for a Times Union event. So, and that was just recently. That's the only time. So I do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, a tough venue though is like Bright Light is that Heart Theater at the Egg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's like, whoa, you lose everybody after the third. At least the times I was there. I mean, it was with Charlie Murphy and Bo Burnham. And those lights were bright. Like maybe, and it's not good.
Didn't see anything.
No, I don't know. I felt like at Charlie Murphy, I was like arrested. You know what I mean? It's like a cop light. It's like, what is going on? It's awful. But that's cool for you, man.
Yeah.
Now, did I read something, Craig? Are you giving some charity? Is that cancer related?
Yeah,
right?
All proceeds go to the American Cancer Society, which is great.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, my mom died 30 years ago this June of cancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I like, you know, as a family, we get involved in that over the years. So. I thought I read that. So good job, man. That's cool.
Yeah. If you guys are not busy, then I'll get you in the show if you want.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
It's like a day of comedy. It's the Posehn show and then the brouhaha.
And then the brouhaha. Well, let's reciprocate. You know, you want to come out and anybody else, you make it a day of comedy that way. I will, I could let you know, like, we have a show. We're doing a show together tomorrow night, too, just us two. And I could probably let you know. I might take you up on that offer. That I'm doing for a charity event.
Okay, it's not open to the public.
Nah.
Okay.
That one's not tomorrow.
Right.
But what was I going to say?
Yeah, we can let them know.
I could let you know about that because I'm up for, you know, up for a day of comedy of such. So perhaps, yeah. But thank you.
I'd definitely like
Todd Barry's on that, right? Is Todd Barry coming up?
Todd Barry's coming.
Todd Barry's great.
Yeah, I love Todd Barry.
He's just awesome. And you know why? He's got a different feel in club, and because I've seen him at the Egg a couple times.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean? And he's great because I saw you at the one show. It was Louis C.K., right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I always see you at the comedy shows.
That's cool. Yeah. And you know, I think Todd Barry has that way about him to where sometimes it might get lost in the theater. Not his fault. It's just like maybe not no one's, but he's just awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I can just,
he's one of my favorites.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We originally had Michael Showalter on the show, but there was a scheduling conflict, so he was taken off. But but it's still a great lineup, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And for cancer, and, you know, it's funded by the Student Association.
Yeah.
And I got co-sponsorship with the radio station, so it, you know, plugs the station a bit. So
that's
be,
awesome.
Should be a good event.
Yeah, no, good. Good stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. It's pretty sweet. Yes. We'll rock it out, dude.
Yeah, I'm excited. Saturday is the new comedy day, I'd say.
It is. Everyone in Capitaland that's listening, seriously, you know, either Saturday. Show, both show, Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Be a good day.
Yeah, it is. It's
good way to end the month.
Absolutely.
Great comedy.
That's fantastic.
Well, I'm really excited. So Linda, it's WAMC's Performing Arts Studio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's right on Central Ave.
Mm-hmm, 339 Central. Central and Quail.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And show starts at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, yeah. You can go to the Linda's website, linda.org. You can go to gregadell.com. Find us on Facebook. You can go to dangeroscomedy.com.
Yeah, cool. You can pretty much go wherever you want.
Yeah, I guess. I'm like, I'm thinking about what the heck am I talking about? You know what I mean? I'm just like, what? What's next?
Go wherever.
No, but thank you. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Oh,
you know? Thanks for having us in. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you very much.
It's cool to see you rock and roll and getting into the bigger studio. Yeah. And good stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, so good luck Saturday. And thanks for supporting the brouhaha over the years.
Of course.
Man.
Yeah, cool. Anytime. Any brouhaha, I'd love to have you in here.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
We'll promote it.
Sounds good.
And it was really nice to meet you, Dave.
Yes, it was nice to meet you, too.
So thanks for taking your pants off.
Oh, sure. And put it back on, right?
Yeah.
Quickly. Thanks for doing that quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much. We'll check out the brouhaha this Saturday, April 30th, 8 p.m. at the Linda, right on Central Ave here in Albany. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.